Here now with what it says in this morning's newspapers is Moira Hannan.
Thanks, Mary. Stories relating to the health service are on several front pages this morning. The Irish Times reports that almost 7,000 patients tested positive for potentially fatal superbug infections in hospitals here last year, new figures show. There were also over 3,700 incidences of hospital-acquired COVID-19. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the headline, Patients Hit by Wave of Cancellations. Lisa O'Donnell writes that more than 128,000 hospital appointments were cancelled from February to October this year. Meanwhile, the Irish Examiner is reporting that 60% of patients said they had a negative experience with University Hospital Limerick, with one person waiting 33 hours before being allocated a room. The findings were contained in a survey submitted by the Midwest Hospital Campaign to the Oireachtas Committee on Public Petitions. But the Examiner leads with a story from environmental reporter Pora Kaur, who writes that extreme weather events caused upwards of €158 billion in damages, as well as thousands of lives across the world this year. The economic fallout was cited in a study from development agency Christian Aid that was carried out before the current bomb cyclone weather event in the US. Staying with the environment, the paper also reports that hundreds of solar panels are set to be installed at the city's Musgrave Park in what is believed to be the largest green energy initiative of its kind at an Irish sports stadium. The death of a County Kerry farmer in a fire at his home in the early hours of yesterday is the lead story for the Irish Daily Mirror. Named locally as Johnny O'Brien, he died shortly before he was due to join a charity hill climb for the family of a boy battling cancer, according to reporter Nicola Donnelly. The Irish Daily Star's front page focuses on the tragic road crash in County Tyrone yesterday, in which three people lost their lives while a woman and four children were injured. Forensic officers are now trying to establish what happened. Staying in Northern Ireland, there is widespread coverage of the funeral yesterday of 32-year-old Natalie McNally. She was 15 weeks pregnant when she was fatally stabbed at her home in Lurgan, County Armagh. The Irish Daily Mail says hundreds of mourners turned out to pay their respects at the humanist ceremony in her parents' home in Craigavon. Finally, the post-Christmas horse racing at Leopardstown attracted huge crowds in Dublin yesterday. Melanie Finn, writing in the Irish Independent, says 15,796 punters enjoyed the opening day of the race festival. This is up 2,500 on the same day in pre-pandemic 2019. She concludes, when it comes to live racing, absence only serves to make the heart grow fonder.